You may be seated, and I'd like the children to come and sit on these steps. All right. And I'm going to come sit in front of this font so that you all can see me and see the pages of the book that I'm going to read. Hi, Cameron. Hi, Kate. So we have Kate and Cameron, Lincoln, Sawyer, Ruby, Brantley, Ava, Serenity, and Maddie. This is a nice day. Thank you all for being here this morning. Did you all have fun at Vacation Bible School yesterday?
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite things that we did? Did you like making the bread for communion?
Yeah.
Was that fun? Let's see, what else did we do yesterday? We colored. Did you like coloring? You like the coloring, Kate? You like the coloring, Lincoln? We ate pizza. Did you like that part? Yes. You like that part too? How about when we made a paten and chalice out of Play-Doh? Who had fun making something out of Play-Doh?
I did.
You did? I'm so glad. When we got to run and play, because we had baskets that we colored for leftover bread, and we hid them in the sanctuary, and you got to find them?
Yeah.
That was really fun, too. Yes, we had fun playing hide and seek, too. That was really fun. And you had fun when we read the book? Well, maybe we can read the book now.
Yeah.
So this book is called A Place for You, Little One. And who's there a place for at Jesus' table? Do you remember? There's a place for all of us, right? Jesus wants us all to come with him to the table. So let's go ahead and read our book together. God sent Jesus to show that God loves everybody. Look at all those people in Jesus' arms.
I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Jesus showed God's love in many ways. Jesus loved the poor and took care of the poor. Jesus welcomed little children. And Jesus helped the sick people feel better. Jesus also showed God's love by eating with people. That's what we talked about a lot yesterday, right? Jesus showed God's love by eating with people. And look at, do you remember this empty seat at the table? Who's that empty seat for? It's a seat for you, and for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and all of the people in the congregation, and all the people in the world. One day, Jesus fed over 5,000 people, and all of the people knew that Jesus loves everybody. On the night before he died, Jesus and his friends gathered for a very special meal. And Jesus said, "Whenever you share this bread and cup, I will be with you, I will be feeding you, I will be loving you, and I will be forgiving you." Jesus died on a cross. On Easter morning, God raised Jesus from death to life. And do you remember what the people said? He is risen. Can you say that really loud? He is risen. The living Jesus went to his friends. He promised to be with them in the special meal. And then Jesus left them and returned to God. His friends met for the special meal. They ate the bread and drank from the cup, and then they carried the extra bread to the sick and to the hungry. We also meet for the special meal of Jesus called Holy Communion. Can you all say that? Holy Communion. There's a place for you. You can eat the bread and you can drink from the cup. Ruby, do you find the X on there where there's a place for us? There it is.
I
Yes, that's excellent.
Yeah, because it's always cold.
Oh, are you cold?
Yeah, because it's too much snow.
There's too much snow and that makes you cold? After the meal, Jesus will go with you, and he will help you to love all people. With Jesus, we dream of a day when all people will be fed and all will know that God loves everybody. It's very cold. Well, you know I love snow, so I hope we get some snow this winter. So yesterday we did all kinds of things where we learned about Holy Communion. We learned that when you come forward, you can dip your finger in the water and draw a cross on your forehead.
I tried.
And we learned that you can make a little cradle or a little manger with your hands for the bread. Can you show me how you do that? Can you show me? Good job, Ruby and Ava. There you go. Good job, Kate. And then what do we say after we get the bread? We say, amen. And what do we say after we get the cup? Amen. So we even learned how to come and take communion. Well, I thought what we could do is, this is a picture from our book. And it shows Jesus saying, whenever you share this bread and cup, I'll be with you, feeding you, loving you, and forgiving you. And since there's not just a place for all of us at Jesus' table, but a place for everybody, I thought you could each take a few of these, and we can hand it out to everybody in the congregation to remind them that there is a place for them at Jesus' table too. So can I give a few of these out, and we'll all hand them out? Do you guys want to do that?
No.
Okay. Can you go? We need to give one of these to everyone. So somebody's going to have to start at the back. You want to start at the front? You want to go give some to your family, Brantley? Okay. Sawyer, you need some? Lincoln, do you need some? Maddie, do you want to go give this to your grandma and grandpa? And go give one to Daddy? So you want to give it to the choir? Can you go give them to the choir, Cameron? And maybe one to Judy? Do you need some more? Do you need some more? Here, let's go see who else needs one. Can you raise your hand if you didn't get one and we'll bring them to you? Okay, can you give them to the people whose hands are raised? Okay, raise your hands big and tall if you don't have one yet so we can see them. Cameron, can you get one and take it to Dad? Are you having so much fun? I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Okay. All right, let's all come back up front and we will say a prayer. Okay. Oh, thank you. Are these the extras? Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You got some extras too? All right. Gonna sit by me, buddy? Okay. Okay, let us pray. You repeat after me. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
And thank you for each other.
You sent us
Jesus
to show the world
that God loves everybody. Thank you for showing us your love. with the bread and cup.
Help us
to show your love
to all the world.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up. Okay, you can come back and sit over here, or you can go sit in the pews with your family. And in just a few minutes, we're going to sing our Bible school songs, okay?